主席也和其他同事一样，祝贺诺鲁兹节快乐。也感谢主席召开此次全会，特别是也感谢 Ralph 先生和 Podvik 博士所做的介绍。两位专家对当前核裁军领域的形势以及面临的一些现实的挑战，做的介绍呢非常具有启发性，也有几个问题向两位专家提一下。Just now, Mr. Podvik and mentioned that we need to address the issue from a broader perspective, including the structures that the nuclear weapons disarmament are embedded in. And he also raised that there's a need to reduce the utility of nuclear weapons. So I'm wondering, in the current circumstances, where the geopolitical tension is very high, what kind of practical measures can be taken to reduce the utility of nuclear weapons? This is one question. And the second question is regarding transparency. Just now, Mr. Podvik also mentioned the transparency issue, and I think Mr. Ralph also touched upon that issue when talking about the verification of dismantlement of nuclear weapons. And I noticed that Mr. Podvik in the past used to...
Podvik 先生在过去曾经做过些研究，专门
您提到了美苏在核武库透明方面的政策，考虑到要平衡两方面的需求，一边是体现核威慑的力量，另外一方面是不要给自己的对手一些信息不利于这样的自己的威慑性，怎么去平衡？这是您在两年前的论文里面写的，现在有没有一些新的想法？在这个论文的基础上，怎么去平衡两方面的要求？一方面是威慑，另外一方面是不利于。